I don't mind going bald. That's actually like not a big deal to me. What's way more embarrassing is watching my adult male friends go bald, because all the ones who care about it are so like precious and embarrassing. Just like, my routine, I wake up at 6 a.m. and then I pray, and then I take a Propecia, and then I take a testosterone blocker, and then I cry because it's supposed to help. And then it's like, what if you wore a hat? Like, what if you had some dignity? Wouldn't that be cool if you had some dignity? Every time I talk to one of my friends who's like real precious about going bald, it feels like I'm talking to someone who has too old of a dog. You know, those people where they're like, yeah, Rufus is like 29 in human years. That's pretty old. His fur fell off. His eyes fell out. Yeah, his ears fell off, and he doesn't have a spine, and... he's always shitting, even though he's never eating. And yeah, all his bones broke. We replaced him with golf pencils. That was expensive. And he dies every 10 minutes or so. He'll just all the way die. And yeah, the only way to bring him back to life is to do mouth to mouth, if you can call it a mouth at this point. Is you do mouth to mouth like you would on a person, and then when he comes back, and this is a little creepy, he'll say in perfect English, even though he's a dog, he'll say, let me go. And that's not ideal. The kid, it's hard on the kids. That's mostly it.